This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To make you your best self every day, the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen for the presentation of Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, seeing very clearly as to what you want, what information we have. We bring you up to date on things, starting with some trending stories. Jennifer, what do you have that's trending that piques your interest?
That piques my interest. Well, a couple of things. The first is that it seems that we're all talking about this meeting that's going to happen with Kim Jong-un. And there was lots of speculation now that he released the three prisoners as to where that meeting's going to be. And many people have thought that it was going to be in the demilitarized zone. But now it's all but official that it's going to be in Singapore, and it's going to be in the next month or so. I thought it was interesting when the people were brought home, these three men that were brought home almost hours ago, really, that there was an acknowledgement of Otto Warmbier's parents, who are kind of forgotten in all of this. We celebrate these people who were brought in, these three detainees who were brought home, but there hasn't been a huge focus on the parents of Otto Warmbier, who, of course, came home and was in a much different circumstance than the three detainees. And so I think it's important for us to remember those people and also would kind of pay a little tip of the hat to the President and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for mentioning by name Otto Warmbier and his family, who are right now embattled in a lawsuit, actually, against North Korea for the treatment of their sons. So just wanted to remember them today.
Yep. Hi, Victoria. What do you have?
Well, Boeing and Airbus, two of your favorite topics, they're in the news right now. Boeing and Airbus are losing their licenses to export commercial planes and related parts to Iran after President Trump announced that he's pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said the licenses will be revoked after a 90-day period, and outlets are reporting that Iran Air had ordered 80 planes from Boeing and 100 planes from Airbus. All of that comes to a halt. Airbus is based in Europe, but it still has to pay attention and toe the line to U.S. licenses because more than 10% of the parts in Airbus planes come from America. So there's a little stipulation there. That may change. Airbus can get around this if they pull out that 10% from America and take their business elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Boeing may have actually seen this coming. The company CEO told investors last month that Boeing was pushing back delivering plans for those planes to Iran, so they may have anticipated that the deliveries would never happen.
Boeing is sort of cornering the market on larger planes, the 787, the 777. Most of the orders they're getting. The 787 is the newer version of long-haul planes. They have a 240-seat and a 290-seat version. It's quite modern. It's lighter.
Is that the one with, like, apartments on it?
Well, the first.
I want the one with the shower.
You can get some really fancy, dancy setups. Depends on the carrier as to what they put in the plane. But the Boeing plane, the 777, especially long-haul specialty, has been its mark, its trade. And so most of the stuff that's going international, especially on the West Coast to Asia, is a 777. The 888s, the 787 is something that is really taking the market by storm. There are a lot of the bigger planes that Airbus has been making have had a lot of trouble. The 787, they got rid of the problem right away, where you remember the first one that went to Japan Air had a fire on it because the batteries weren't right, and they fixed all of that. They've been selling a ton of those planes. But what happens here, as you just suggested, Airbus, the Europeans, they're going along with, I guess some of the Europeans are going along with Bush on this and some of them aren't. It doesn't affect them as much as it does some of the people in the Middle East. But as you suggested, Victoria, Airbus, it's like cars. The planes are made everywhere, as the cars are made everywhere. It may be assembled here, like they have an assembly plant for Airbuses down, I think, in South Carolina now. And there are assembly plants in China for Boeing planes, and there are assembly plants in Africa. I think they're building one in Africa. Anyway, what I'm saying is, you don't, when you get on a plane supposedly made in America, or a car you buy made in America, it may be that it was assembled in America. The correct way of looking at it, it was assembled here, but it was built everywhere around the world. And interestingly enough, many of the components in the Boeing plane and the Airbus plane are the same, as are many of the components in Ford's and Chrysler products, and they all come, I guess the best example of that are the Takata airbags. Remember when that whole thing literally blew
That's
up?
Still not resolved.
No, and people started saying, well, wait a minute, does my car have them? And basically the answer was, every car has them. So they've been put out of business, and a couple of new suppliers have been created out of the necessity here. This is another example of when you say, okay, I stay loyal to this brand. Well, it may be that you want to stay loyal to, let's say, General Motors or Ford products or Chrysler or whatever, but that doesn't mean you're getting something that's distinctly different from what everybody else has. It may look different, believe me, there's a lot of stuff in there, the components that are the same.
Yeah, but crunching numbers for a second, though, how much money are we talking when you say that, when we say Iran Air ordered 100 planes from Airbus? Like, how big of an order is that?
About $4 billion.
So obviously Airbus is going to take that 10% component of whatever they're doing in America and move it somewhere else, because they're not going to walk away from $4 billion because we pulled out of the Iran deal. It'll be harder for Boeing to do that, because they'd have to they'd have to relocate probably a large percentage of their business.
Yeah.
But I don't know the answer to that.
I won't speculate, because I don't know. But I know that this kind of business, these numbers, a plane, the 777, costs about $340 million. So figure it out.
So 80 of those, yeah.
Well, there's 777, 787s in that deal. There are also some 737s, but Airbus is selling more of its competitor to the 737. That's why they call them the Neos. They're new 737s and the 767. There's just a ton of different planes and designs now. They were talking about big. Boeing is the largest, in terms of dollars, the largest exporting company in our country. Boeing gets more money for selling its products outside of America than any other company in America. And that's, we're talking about big business, big dollars, big ticket stuff. All right. In a moment, we're going to have some help for those of you who need career counseling, not happy with your job. Stick around. We have some help for you right after these words.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now at Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. End 6/23/18.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Right now at Kohl's, gifts for mom, cold cash for you. Give a fine fragrance starting at $56 or $54.99 Nike sneakers and get $10 cold cash. Give her a Roomba for $349.99 and you'll get $70 cold cash. Plus, shop other great gifts and take an extra 15% off or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid in 10 through 13 with promo code Mom's Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
About quarter after the hour here on the DJV show. Tammy Cabell is the founder and CEO of Career Resume Counseling. It's a consulting firm. She's had a lot of experience, national authority in hiring. This is a big business, headhunting, or there are companies. We've advertised for some companies before that are into the career consulting, counseling business. So, Tammy, welcome. I guess I'm wondering, first of all, how long does it take to get jobs? What sort of areas do you specialize in? Executives? Are you all across the board? Are you helping people find jobs no matter what their career choices?
Very good question. Actually, mostly we work with executives. However, we do give advice to pretty much anybody looking for a job. They can find me on YouTube. That has I have about 200 videos. But going to your first question as far as how long it takes to get a job, you know, surprisingly, even with a low unemployment rate, it still takes about up to 6 months to get something under $50,000. From $50,000 to $100,000, it can take 6 to 12 months.
Why?
And that's a very good question. Because you actually have a lot more competition than you think. So we've got a low unemployment rate, but then there's the long-term unemployed. There's people that are underemployed, meaning that they are not making what they're worth. And then there are a lot of people, actually 70% of people who are working full-time are dissatisfied with their jobs, and 20% of the full workforce is actively looking for another job. That's 20 million people that are not counted by the government or the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
How does one figure out how much he or she is worth, Tammy, on the marketplace?
Good question. Probably the best resource is salary.com. There are a lot of salary calculators out there, but I've found that one's the most accurate. But we would be happy to also give an idea of your marketability. It really depends on the amount of achievements that you have in your career, not just what you're making right now, because that really doesn't play into what you can make in the future. It really comes down to what have you done to increase or save money for an employer. It's really what you've done that goes above and beyond just showing up for work every day.
What can you do for me today? Don't tell me what you did yesterday, that sort of thing.
Exactly. What have you done for me lately? Exactly.
Yeah. What are some of the mistakes when you are talking to people who are looking for a job and you counsel them? Do you ask them how they've approached it, or you give them some key words, phrases, ideas? Because people are oftentimes not their own best salesmen.
Absolutely. It's really hard to toot our own horns. It always has been. But I would say, as far as the approach, it really depends on a couple of things. First of all, you have to have the right message. You have to be able to define yourself and define your expertise, which sometimes can be difficult. And so it's getting the right message in not only your resumes, but also online, mostly on LinkedIn. So making sure you have a great LinkedIn profile. And then secondly, it is how you approach it. Are you applying to the right positions? And if you're finding that the right positions aren't coming to you, you can change that with a good LinkedIn profile, and then making sure that you're not going for positions that you could do in your sleep that you're overqualified for.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, maybe you need to reach out to the person that would be your boss in the companies that you would want to work for. You reach out to them directly.
What do you advise people about being careful regarding social media and how they present themselves on social media?
That's really important, because 75% of employers look at your social media profiles before they hire you. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure that whatever you say on social media, in other words, get rid of the red Solo cups on all of your pictures. And so make sure that what you're portraying is something that's positive and not anything that would detract from your personal brand.
Career Resume Consulting. What's the YouTube and the email your web address?
Sure. They can find me at Job Search Lady or thejobsearchlady.com. That's going to be the easiest to remember. So if you just look up thejobsearchlady.com, you'll be able to find me.
Thank you. Tammy Cabell, some good ideas for those who are looking for a change in venue. 21 after the hour.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This movie quite well, actually. It's quite a good movie. The Pianist, filmmaker Roman Polanski. He did, in some cases, I guess, still can make good movies. Horrible human being, however. He says the hashtag MeToo movement that sheds light on sexual misconduct of powerful men like him is collective hysteria. And total hypocrisy. Really? Interesting statement from somebody like him. He was interviewed for Newsweek magazine. This was the interviews given days before the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences stripped him of his 50-year membership. The case back to 1977. And we don't want those guys at the Academy to move too quickly. They cited... when he pleaded guilty to sex with a minor in 1977. Good God. He says this is hypocrisy. But he didn't elaborate. He was promoting his latest movie based on a true story at the film festival in Poland where he grew up. His lawyer said that stripping Polanski of his Academy membership bore signs of psychological abuse of an elderly person for what? Populist goals. You got to be out of your mind. This guy is a creep.
Good I mean, he God. Had sex with a 13-year-old when he was in his 40s and then left the country so he wouldn't be, like...
be prosecuted,
prosecuted for it. So I'm pretty sure this doesn't count as elderly abuse. I mean, this he should have been removed years and years
Some
ago.
Some people
the fact
are
that he
so...
Wasn't.
They can say the... All right, never mind. I think we made our point.
I think everyone feels the same way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The crazy 25. Hypocrisy, if he wants to call it out, is that they waited till Bill Cosby had to be pulled of all of his awards before they did the same to him.
To him. Ugh. 25 and change after the hour. Musically speaking, Carrie Underwood, Florida Georgia Line, Jason Aldean, all lead the nominees, Jen, four each for the 2018 CMT Music Awards. Little Big Town has been tapped to host the awards set for the 6th of June. They're also nominated. for the awards. One in the group Video of the Year category, When Someone Stops Loving You, and two in the Performance of the Year field. Underwood, Florida Georgia Line, and Aldean all nominated in the Video of the Year category. Blake Shelton, Brett Young, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Justin Timberlake, with Chris Stapleton, Kane Brown featuring Lauren Alina, and Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett all round out the category there of nominees. Final nominees, which are fan-voted, announced the morning of the program, with the winner chosen via social media during the award program itself. Number of artists from outside the traditional Nashville world. I find this interesting. Justin Timberlake, Ludacris, Common, Derek Fox, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Country Music Television has the award show on June 6th at 8 Eastern Time.
They like to blend those they like to blend those worlds together, kind of like the Grammys do, where it becomes more known for the performances than it really does become known for the awards. Mm-hmm. And there's great music and collaborations that come out of this award show. You'll remember probably the most famous of late is Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake performed together on this program.
Yeah. All right, other musical
Stapleton
news
on the map too. That was a big, it really big did. Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Collins headed stateside this fall for his first major North American tour in 12 years. The tour is called Phil Collins Not Dead Yet. Live. A limited engagement. 15 shows in October. The announcement follows up his recent autobiography, Not Dead Yet, the memoir. The new tour kicks off October 5th in Fort Lauderdale and goes to Brooklyn.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It is 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen presenting another Good Day cycle of conversation and stories with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Kara is a millennial. I think we would describe Victoria as a millennial on the cusp. Jennifer's too old anymore to be considered.
Thank you.
A millennial.
You're the worst.
You're such a sweet talker.
You know, we should start describing Doug as too old for stuff.
Well, what's really cute is that Doug is so
I've already
old
been
that
told
he's actually
I was too
a generation.
Old.
Yeah. He's a generation away from all of us.
Yeah, you're too old to be a baby boomer.
I'm too old. I've been told that I was too old for the last relationship, so I guess that means that I'm over the hill.
Wow.
See you later,
none of us
alligator.
Agree with that.
Now it's not even fun to make fun of him anymore.
Yeah, no, we can't make fun of you when you play
a sympathy card.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what do we have to thank millennials for? Spending on debit cards. This is something I find very interesting, because I want to kind of get the sense of the room. How much of what you buy, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, is on a credit card or a debit card? When you go, for example, nothing drives me nuts. We were talking about Starbucks earlier. There's this neat little, I don't know why this comes to mind, over in Glendale, Jennifer, there's this neat little bakery that we like to go to. And I don't know, we go in and we order stuff, and it maybe $16 or whatever it is. I can't remember seeing anybody pay cash over there.
No.
For anything. It's all cash.
My ATM card is actually cracked by where the chip is, because I use it so much.
Mine's not chipped, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened soon, because I use mine all the time, too.
Yeah.
Mine is very weak. It's very frail, and I still have to keep it going for a year, because I don't want to have to call and ask for a new one. But I use mine. I don't put stuff on a credit card very often. I put stuff that's big, like trips or, you know, whatever I'm booking on a credit card, but typically I try to do everything through my debit because it comes right out of my checking account. But yeah, I hardly ever have cash, although this week I turned over a new leaf and actually went to the bank to get cash so that I don't wear out my ATM card.
So why do you prefer
you
to
were at
pay?
Wait a second, Jen. You were at the bank where you could have gotten a replacement card immediately, but you chose to get cash instead.
Yeah. Right.
So the debit card usage is up 16% this year. Credit card spending is up 13% this year. So this is, if you're in this business, I don't know how they make money, though, on debit cards, because there's no charge for using. There's no, you know.
Well, they don't really, which is where the issue has come from. People like to blame millennials for everything. And
yes.
So the newest thing that millennials
damn
are being blamed for is that they're ruining credit cards because they're not using credit cards. And now those poor credit card companies and the banks are making money off of them.
Well, millennials already have a lot of student debt. So why would they want to add more with credit card debt?
It's true.
You know, so I don't use credit cards at all.
Quick dousing of that conversation.
Right? But I use my debit card for everything. I never have cash. I never have a penny on me. So don't ever try to mug me, because I will not even have a dollar or any change or anything.
Right.
Never. I don't even have, I don't even carry a purse.
Post your picture on social media.
Yeah, don't try mugging me.
Attention muggers, stay away from this person. She has no cash.
I don't even carry a purse with me, because I hate that. So I just have my little, I have like a little, card thing that's like a little hard plastic case that has all my cards in it. Yeah. And then the only other thing I ever use is my Amex, but I pay that every month. So that's it. So it's essentially
really
I get points for that. That's the only reason why I use my Amex.
Yeah, I got a new credit card because I'm traveling, and so I wanted something without foreign transaction fees, and so I'm putting all of my travel related stuff on that, and because you get airline points too if you spend a certain amount in the first month. But besides that, I don't want to have extra debt. And if I do use my credit card, I pay it off every month. I think most millennials are confused, or at least I'm confused and frustrated by the idea that like every single thing you do is based on your credit. And I'm just like, why? I just want to buy stuff.
Yeah, it's
that
very,
I have
it's
the money
really
for.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
How these bums, these people, these three, the TransUnion and Experian, I forget the third one. They are the biggest thieves, liars, cheats, whatever it is.
But the best way to work the system, because it is what it is that you need credit to buy something, is get a gas card. That's the perfect thing to do, because you get a gas card, you throw all your gas on there for the month. It's a relatively low amount of money that you can pay off in full, and you start establishing credit for yourself. And that's a really good thing.
That's a great idea, because the problem is, Kara, happy birthday. Just turned 26, and yet when Kara, let's say at 36, wants to buy a house, if you're not using your credit card at all, you won't get a mortgage. And that's where the catch-22 comes into this, and that's kind of like where I'm at, because I don't use credit history. I don't really have a big credit history, because I don't use credit cards. So
you know what your credit score is?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say it on the air. No, it's okay. I'm average. I'm average. I'd like it to be better. I'm working on it, but I'm average.
So when you go to borrow money, when you list you and your husband now, for example, if you move to a new place, you both have to be listed on the lease. Or yes. are you just. And so they're checking both your credit and your husband's credit. Is his credit better than yours?
No, his is worse than mine.
Really?
We're working on his because he did like what a lot of people do. You go to college, you get every credit card on the campus that they wave at you, and he maxed all of his cards out.
Yeah.
And so he's got old debt, which we're working on getting rid of that. But it's like every one of our friends, we're all in the same boat. We
you know
all
what
made
makes
the
me
same
feel
mistakes.
Wonderful? Oh, let me stop you saying. You know what makes me really feel good about you and him? When you say something like you just said, you want to take a guess, Jennifer, what she just said
we're
that has attracted
on it
my way? Well, yes. Yep. That's very
like, well,
cool.
Well, being stuck with him. They will just got to figure that
you're
out.
You're not stuck with him. You can get rid of him anytime you want to get rid of him.
But you do marry someone else's credit, though.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
But it's just the way you said it.
Yeah,
the way you said it just was really
like
warm.
It's like your team.
Yeah.
Like, well, we
right.
are. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So I can only hope the same when Jennifer and Jeff get together, that it'll be the same.
Poor Jeff. I'm like, Jeff's got to work that out before I get over there.
Hey, as long as he doesn't have more debt than you do, and then you got to figure that out. And then we have Kara, who's celebrating her birthday this week. She's going to marry Prince Charming, and he's going to sweep her off her feet. And the only thing she'll be required to do once she finds Prince Charming is make sure she stays shackled to the chair in the studio. Other than that, she can do whatever she wants.
Wow.
Prince Charming.
My future looks very exciting.
Yes, your future is very exciting.
Shackles are always fun, Kara.
Love them.
All right, so that's the story of credit debt. Hey, anybody keeping up with, I say this sort of in a gleeful way, but it isn't. I'm looking at a picture of that Ford Mustang that got eaten by the lava, and what else is going on as we go through the week with the volcano in Hawaii that hasn't calmed. Well, it's sort of calmed down, but still is going to have an impact. And I think we heard earlier that this could be something that goes on, keeps spitting stuff out for months.
They even said years. They don't. They really don't know how long it's going to be.
Yeah, well, you can't tell because you're not going to actually do any research into the bottom of that cavern because it's 18,000 degrees. Nobody's volunteering. We have enough. It's really funny, the volunteers that get into those hurricane planes and fly. what kind of mind says, yeah, let's do that. I'm going to fly into the hurricane. Ray! So there's nobody dumb enough that wants to get into some kind of. First of all, there's no way to get in anyhow, so it just
but the helicopter footage though of how far the lava has spread now, it is so creepy, and it just looks like these fiery red tentacles
that are like just a horror movie.
It really is
it's like a horror movie.
Oh, it's just awful.
Yeah, it is.
And once this earth is scorched like that, that's it, right? There's no.
It's rock. It's lava. Becomes rock.
But I mean, what was? Because there's luscious green everywhere. I'm looking at the footage now.
Come back.
Yeah.
Can it really? After
through the lava, it won't. But the volcanic ash. Remember, that's one of the greatest, most fertile ways to grow anything, is to have land next to where a volcano took place, where the ash settles into the loam, into the dirt, and enhances the nitrogen, the potash. Potassium that comes out of it is very, very good for growing. Thus, the reason that the folks at the Books talk about their flowers being grown on the side of a volcano, the flowers there are so rich, so gorgeous, so lush. Don't you want to get in on that? The Mother's Day presentation that you give to your mom, maybe you get these flowers. Here's an idea. Get the flowers delivered to you and bring them to your mom. Even if you're like 400 or 500 miles away, that'd be what a cool way. You're laughing. I think it's cool. What are you chuckling about?
Have your flowers delivered and then drive 500 miles to your mom.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's very sweet. Your mother knows that you really care about her. So the Books, booking awesome flowers at Books Flowers, B-O-U-Q-S. Is there anybody listening who hasn't gotten this message yet? If you're dumb enough not to have taken action, then perhaps my reminder will not go unheeded. I know lots and lots and lots and lots of people who've heard me talking about the Books who are sending flowers to their daughters for Mother's Day, to their children, to their grandparents. It's a wonderful, these are really great flowers. And if nobody's bringing them to you, you're looking for something, maybe you can keep your eye out for the Books. The Books, Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S. Use the code Doug, 15% off whatever the list price is that's in the catalog. Order them now. Get the extra 15% off when you enter Doug at Books, B-O-U-Q-S.com. If I do nothing else through the conversations that we've had about this, you'll learn that these things are so much better, longer lasting than other flowers or other gifts. So, but you won't know you try them, and you can try them easily at the Books. Books, 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 B-O-U-Q-S, Books. This has become a household name now. Don't forget to enter Doug for 15% off.
Moms want to feel loved and appreciated on Mother's Day. But while all gifts are accepted with gratitude, jewelry will make it a day that she'll always remember. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America offers some sound advice.
Fine jewelry isn't just beautiful. It also serves as a reminder of the people, moments, and locations from her life. The top gifts this Mother's Day will focus on quality, sentiment, and style. And you can find the perfect gift at any of the more than 8,000 Jewelers of America members nationwide.
What are the top styles this Mother's Day?
Initial pendants, birthstone jewelry, and modern lockets are wonderful ways to show your love. Pearls are also resurging in popularity with open cup bracelets, gold earrings, and classic necklaces. Everyday jewelry in platinum or gold can easily become a family heirloom. And jewelry with meaningful messages is always a top gift.
To find a Jewelers of America member near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
This May, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a nonprofit dedicated to creating life-changing connections between people with vision loss and exceptional guide dogs, wants you to get your WAG on. The first annual Wagathon fundraiser is a virtual marathon that you and your dog can do anywhere at your own pace over the month of May. The goal is to hit 26.2 miles while raising funds for Guiding Eyes. It's an opportunity for you and your dog to stay healthy and do good. President and CEO Thomas Panic has more.
It takes $50,000 to support a guide dog through its lifetime, and we provide them at no cost to the person who is blind. The Wagathon is a great way for people and their dogs to get active while raising money to support our mission.
The Wagathon starts May 1st and continues through May 31st. Sign up online and start fundraising now at www.guidingeyes.org/wagathon or join the social conversation using hashtag Wagathon. Again, just go to guidingeyes.org/wagathon and join the fun.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine says that people will be held accountable for unauthorized portions of a mission involving American soldiers in Niger. Four of them have been killed in an ambush. Kaine's on the Senate Armed Services Committee, said that he and other senators learned that the troops initially attempted to embark on a search for a high-value target that they weren't authorized to do. You know, this just shows you how many we are just we're in places we have no business being. What the hell are we doing in Nigeria, assisting Nigerian soldiers? You know, these things pop up, and you.
There's a lot of ISIS outlets there, and we were also there. Remember, there was they were stealing girls. Remember when Michelle Obama,
or whatever.
Very famously held up. But don't forget our girls. There's a lot going on over there.
10 before the hour.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Doctor, continuing our tradition of lots of helpful health information, the weekly podcast with the information from our two doctors at gooddayhealthshow.com. You'll find them archived there, and you can get hints as to what the major topics of conversation are. So if you got questions about something specifically ailing you or bothering you or concerning you, you can check out the list of things that are there on the podcast and just click on the podcast and listen to what Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack have to say. Dr. Ken here, as a cardiologist studying a lot of the journals of medicine, he's come up with three things this week that are good to know, especially if you come from a family like I do that has, I don't know if tradition is the right word, can or not, but AFib is in my family. But because I eat a lot of nuts, I'll probably never get it. Magnesium, is magnesium in the nuts? Is that why they're good for you?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but the news this week out of the British Medical Journal is that eating nuts
three or more times a week, Doug, is associated with an 18% lower chance of having atrial fibrillation. It also helps cut the odds of heart failure. Nuts are rich sources of unsaturated fatty acids, protein, fiber, minerals, which you mentioned, magnesium, vitamin E, folate, and other chemicals. Eating nuts may have an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effect and can improve blood cholesterol, help blood vessels work better, and prevent weight gain.
Can you, as a cardiologist, test somebody to see if they're likely to get AFib? Let's say it's in the family and somebody wants to know to prevent it. Can you? Are there any tests to figure out electrically, because it's really all about the electrical impulses in the heart, to see if someone is a candidate for AFib?
You mean project their future?
Yeah.
There's really no test like that. We can test to see if you're going in and out of it, because some people do that before they go into it consistently. We can also talk about risk factors for it and just lower your risk factors. But being that precise like you are asking, we're not yet there. Hopefully one day we will be.
What do you do to avoid it, though? The risk, if you're taking nuts, that's one thing. My father had AFib, and it created at the end of his life.
He smoked a bit, didn't he?
Early on in his life, but not later. But he had when he got into the last throes of his life, it was after having a stroke, which came about as a result of his having a pacemaker and being on Coumadin and all kinds of other stuff. So is that why is it that people on AFib have pacemakers? Is that to regulate the steadiness of the heartbeat?
Well, AFib is not specifically treated with pacemakers. Pacemakers are a spark. Pacemakers are used when the heart rate is going low or the heart spark is not being conducted properly throughout the heart. And sometimes you have what we call sixth sinus syndrome, where the heart rate is low and there also are rhythm problems, and they come together, and this can be part of what we call sixth sinus syndrome. But it's more complicated than just a single factor.
Mm-hmm. And so eating, but people who are obese, people who are, have a lot of trouble with other things related to the heart are probably more likely candidates for this? Or is it somebody tall and slim would be likely to get AFib?
Well, atrial fibrillation is a disease of aging. So as we all get older, we get atrial fibrillation. But what else causes atrial fibrillation are all the things that we know about that can cause problems with the heart: a high blood pressure, a heart attack, coronary disease, abnormal heart valves, there are congenital heart defects, an overactive thyroid, exposure to stimulants like caffeine, tobacco, or alcohol. We mentioned sixth sinus syndrome before: lung disease, previous heart surgery, viral infections, stress due to pneumonia or surgery or other illnesses, or very importantly, sleep apnea can cause atrial fibrillation. And I hope that's a long enough list for you.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you. Speaking of being helpful, the folks at Purity Product are helping you to help yourself to omega-3s and krill oil with their Krill Omega 50 Plus. Also, the added stroke of genius is to have CoQ10. So that's energy, good things for your circulatory system, thus the omega-3s, and then on top of that, krill oil, which is great to help buffer your joints. All of these things together in one small capsule from Purity Products. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, now available free at 800-355-1493. Why wouldn't you take advantage of something that was free? Come on. 800-355-1493. And especially if it's as good for you as this is. Krill Omega 50 Plus. You pay a shipping charge, not a lot of dough, a couple of bucks, and get it free. 800-355-1493.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
mypillow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.